USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. Kevin McAleland is a commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Based on the experiences of men and women on the front line, this is clearly both a border security and humanitarian crisis. The system is well beyond capacity and remains at a breaking point.
Singer R. Kelly is saying the sexual abuse allegations against him are all lies. The charges involve four women, three of whom were underage at the time of the alleged event. Kelly joined CBS this morning.
I love women. I love all women. I love everybody. But the thing is that these stories on Lifetime, they're very bogus and they're not true. Absolutely not true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. State Department has confirmed that some troops will remain in Syria to maintain a military presence. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That was a confirmation from Robert Palladino, deputy spokesperson at the U.S. State Department.
The residual force of the United States military is going to remain in northeast Syria as part of a multinational force in order to prevent ISIS resurgence and to support stability and security in northeast Syria.
The battle continues against ISIS as many of the terrorists remain in a small area of land in the middle Euphrates River Valley in Syria.
President Trump's former personal attorney will be back on Capitol Hill today for another appearance before a House Intelligence Committee. Michael Cohen testified for several hours before the committee last week, a day after a lengthy public hearing in the Oversight Committee, and this meeting will once again be private. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will be testifying as well on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tributes for actor Luke Perry continued to come in after he died days after suffering a massive stroke. Dr. Carol Brockington, the director of the Mount Sinai New York Stroke Center, shares some symptoms and some things that cause strokes.
I mean, stroke is considered an emergency, right? So it's almost happens when not enough blood gets to the brain and almost turns off the faucet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden people have symptoms. It's not over months and years. It's over seconds to minutes. So we know the left side of the brain controls right side of the body and vice versa. So if you don't get enough blood flow to the right side of the brain, maybe your face droops, maybe your arm doesn't work well, maybe you don't speak as well, maybe you're not walking. And again, these symptoms are going to happen very quickly. So the importance of, right, you have to call. This isn't the time to Google and decide what to do. Call 911, go to the emergency room right away, because there are very effective treatments that we have right now that can really decrease any deficits or any problems someone has.
People also really need to know prevention is possible.
Right, because the big thing that also people don't realize is that we say 80% of strokes can be prevented, right? So that's a large
80%?
Number. 80%? 80%, but you have to know what your risk factors are, and you have to modify them or control them appropriately. So high blood pressure, we know hypertension, number one risk factor. Diabetes, heart disease, smoking, high cholesterol. So all those things, it's time to partner with your doctor, decide what are your risk factors, control them appropriately.
Dr. Brockington was speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.